4-0 start to the season for the Gallatin Bulldogs. Took care of business in three games on the home court last week in the Gallatin tournament. So Gallatin repeats as champion there. Bulldogs have a road trip. I think this is down in Kansas City. Not 100% sure, but we'll find out here from Coach Sullinger. Northland Christian on the road, the opponent tonight. Bulldogs, as we mentioned, are 4-0. Coach, congrats on the GIC title last Saturday.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Sure appreciate it.
Yeah, you got challenged in all three games. You know, I know you're trying to get the group back to 100%, and you had Isaac Bird, who was under the weather. You got Peyton Feidner. You're trying to get back from a football ankle sprain, but that does give the opportunity to use your depth. So depth-wise, last week was a big benefit for the Bulldogs, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was good to get a bunch of different guys in, get them some time. You know, like you said, we're still trying to get our cohesiveness and some balance down, and even a rotation in kind of what we're doing. So we're kind of a little bit of a mess right now. But I'm hoping that we, you know, after tonight's game, we can get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice in, get everybody in, everybody going, everybody healthy, and get some resemblance of maybe what we're going to be looking at through the season and towards the end of the year. But getting those guys some valuable tournament was very valuable for them. We're going to continue to do that throughout the season.
Yeah, I know you went with a lot of guys, and you got points from various people in that quarterfinal win against Trenton, but I was impressed by your freshman, Gavin Wilmes. He did a lot of good things in that game.
Yeah, I really thought he really sparked us. That was a game where we were missing basically both Peyton and I. And to see the other guys along with Gavin come in and do a terrific job, I think was great. He came in and knocked in two, three, played super, super hard, got him a few steals there in the third quarter, and really kind of propelled us on a run that we were close to getting to, you know, through the game, but we're never quite able to do that. I thought he really sparked us that game.
Yeah, just what was it? You know, when you realize you were missing your two big guns in that game, was it kind of a challenge to try to decide, okay, you know, who are we going to run the offense through, or what was kind of, you know, what were kind of the things that you discussed to try to get the offense going when, you know, you have a lot of guys who are generally 3, 4, and 5 options now become your number one options?
Yeah, you know, the good thing is those guys are seniors, and those guys have played in a lot of games and had, you know, big moments throughout their careers. That we would probably be more balanced, obviously, in our scoring, and you know, I think the thing was is just do what we do, be patient, get in good areas. The great thing about having these older guys and these seniors is they played guard, they played forward, they played different positions. So schematically, we didn't change a whole lot of what we normally do. It was just nice to see them get an opportunity to assert themselves a little more at times offensively, and I thought they did a nice job doing those.
You have a lot of guys on your team who kind of get overlooked sometimes, who I kind of consider to be glue guys because they just do a lot of winning sort of things that, you know, so often don't end up on the scorecard at the end of the night. I think Dirk Stout is one of those guys, and he had a really nice game against Trenton.
Yeah, I would have to. Dirk brings a lot of energy. He's really, really committed himself, you know, to becoming a better player. He's been in the gym working a lot off season, especially early while these guys were in football. And you know, he can get off the floor. He's an athletic kid, and honestly, you know, he's been guarding the other team's best post and biggest post for us. And Dirk is not the tallest, but you know, he works at it. So anytime you can have someone like that comes in that's unselfish, that's about the team, that works, you know, Peyton Johnson's another one of those guys, works tremendously hard defensively, and does a lot of little things that you don't necessarily see in Leighton Schubert as well. So, you know, we're lucky in the sense that we've got a good core of veterans, players that have been there and done that, and you know, it's nice to see them get some looks from people around.
How big of a test is Northland Christian tonight, Coach? You know much about them?
Yeah, you know, able to watch some film. They look like they're pretty athletic, and they like to get up and down the floor. They do present some size, They have a couple kids that look like they're pretty decent height as well as strength, and they do run their offensive sets good. They're going to try to mix it up, I think, against us, at least from what I've seen in the film. They'll play us man, and they'll also play some zone, and it looks like they try to mix and match that stuff. So we're going to have to be ready to get our different stuff if we don't score in transition and assert ourselves and getting in the right areas. But, hopefully we can kind of turn the tide here and start building on some cohesiveness and some togetherness on the floor that we've kind of been missing through the first half of the year.
Yeah, big game looms then next week. We'll talk about that next Tuesday with Putnam County opening the GRC in a giant game, Putnam County at Gallatin next Tuesday. Last thing I wanted to touch on, Coach, when we talked with you last week, a little bit disappointed with, giving up 77 to Pattonsburg in your victory opening night. In the tournament, You gave up much less than 77. You gave up about an average of 46, 47 points in that area. It looked like the defensive improvement was really noticeable last week for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I thought we still struggled somewhat against Trenton. I thought Trenton did a good job of, they made shots, but they did a good job of getting in the lane on us. And we sent our hyper-focus to that end of the floor, especially the next day in practice and film work. I thought we did a terrific job against Polo, especially in our press. We were able to get a lot of turnovers. It did not show up on the stat sheet or the final score in that game. And, I think the Maysville game, too, I think we did some things differently in the half court and did a nice job of staying disciplined and what kind of our plan was against playing them. However, in those two games, we did struggle mightily scoring the basketball, especially from the outside as well as the free throw line. So while, yes, we did make some strides defensively, we kind of fell back offensively and just technique and mechanics of shooting the basketball, which struggled in both games. And so we're looking to find some consistency both ends of the floor. We had good spurts in both games, but consistently we were not where we need to be, from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. So that's what we're looking at now, is looking to be a more complete, consistent ball team.
Next goal in that is to get a victory tonight at Northland Christian, 7:30 tip from down on the north side of Kansas City. Coach, congrats again on the GIT title, and good luck tonight.
Hey, Tom, thank you.